listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly is here as well.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, as is customary, to kind of set the mood. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe in that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And if you'd like to read the expanded version of these 9 principles of belief, those listening to the archives as well, we appreciate your time and glad you're here. And for those listening to the live broadcast, if you have any questions or topics or anything you'd like to put in the chat room to be discussed, please feel free to do that. To kind of get us started off, though, looks like did I cut out for 5 to 8 seconds?
You did so.
Okay, well, hopefully I haven't cut out anymore.
It's the Skype gods.
Anyway, yeah, they hate me. Anyway,
you know, let me just
repeat one thing before we turn it over. In case you didn't hear, I'd like to welcome those listening to the live chat, live program, those listening to the archive. And if you're in the live chat and you have a topic you'd like to have discussed, just put it in there. So with that, I'd like to turn over to Dr. Hunter, who's going to talk about an interesting thing.
Well, actually, I'm really excited about this. I came across an article today, in fact, something I know Dr. Angie would love to hear about. Off of the coast of Scotland, scientists were monitoring dolphins and porpoises. Now, what I didn't know is they have different languages. So I'm just going to read quickly what this article says. The dolphin named Kylie usually makes clicking sounds with a frequency of around 100 kHz. But after interacting with a group of local porpoises, he changed his tune. Research from the University of Strathclyde found that Kylie's clicking became higher than normal and closer to that of his newfound friends, who generally make sounds at 130 kHz. So he was just hanging out with these porpoises and speaking porpoise language. Now, one of the things they were observing is, was Kylie actually speaking porpoise or was Kylie mimicking the porpoises? And they figure it was the latter. Now, even if that's the case, this has opened a whole new door to research, because it's it would be the first time a common dolphin has demonstrated an ability for production learning, where it's learned to imitate another species. So this is really profound. Dolphins are known to have, they're they're quite brilliant, very advanced brains, and the fact that they can mimic another species. See, all these things that we're learning about through our observations, and again, research observation, that, you know, these are people who are really specialized in their field. Nobody knows it better than them. For them to say, wow, a dolphin's actually mimicking a porpoise in their language, that's fascinating to me. You know, we know, we're learning so many things, like trees actually communicate with each other. And, you know, through their root systems and fungi, that a mother tree will send water to the saplings and deprive herself of water so the young can live. This is scientific evidence now, and it's very exciting to see a whole new world open up. I'm really pumped about it.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Very interesting stuff. You know, it just, who knows? You know, the real depth of consciousness of certain animals. And of course, dolphins are among the highest on this planet. Mm-hmm. All right. Any comments, son?
Well, I was just going to agree, and I was just going to also throw in, along with that story, which is really fascinating, I was really... A few years back, when I kind of watched a few documentaries and read a little bit about it, orca whales, which are actually of the dolphin family, they're extremely intelligent and sociable. They have traveling groups, deep bonds, a language, and even different languages to different regions of the earth and the oceans that they inhabit. And so when you look at these creatures, these animals like dolphins, like the orcas, otherwise known as a killer whale, and you see that level of intelligence, and you have to really wonder, are they approaching the same level of awareness and, you know, sentience that humans have?
Well, there's recently a case of an orca off the Pacific coast who grieved for almost 3 weeks with her calf. Her calf was born dead, and she just wouldn't give it up. And it had the whole world, you know, gripping for this orca. But she did finally. You know, what was fascinating is that the rest of the family would take turns when she needed a break. That they would, with their noses, keep this dead calf, you know, above water. And it was the grief process. And scientists had never seen it quite, you know, to that degree. They're really intelligent animals.
Well, that breaks your heart. So let's move on.
I know. You know, again, it's generally through those heart-tugging moments for us that we realize the depth of what animals are capable of. Some people like Dr. Angie and others have a higher sensitivity to, and Fran says in the chat, so do elephants, and that's very true. They will grieve for a long time, you know, over the loss of a loved one. And but it's through our emotion that we see the most. You know, we're not really objective except when we can relate, right? We don't know what we're looking at. But if we see emotion in animals and we see that interaction in ways that we can understand, that then it opens our minds that they must be capable of more. That's
yes,
what I say.
I agree. I mean, I've seen that even in cats. And you gotta think that the ability to grieve is an indication of higher consciousness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
sadly.
Kind of. Yeah. So, all right. So, speaking of that, and related but not really, you know, I just want to make a comment, and then we're going to do a 5-card poll here. Just something that's been on my mind. You know, I've been going against my own advice and peeking at the news here and there, and lately, there's been some elections here in the U.S. and in Florida and so forth. And so I just want to say, you know, in keeping with our principled belief number 4, which is, you know, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny, that everybody's the same, everybody's equal. And I just want to say, for whatever it's worth, I just cannot wrap my brain around racism. I genuinely do not understand it. I don't understand. Now, I can understand on an intellectual level why people will hate other people and groups of people. But from a human standpoint, I just don't understand why there is racism, why, and this actually crosses over to prejudice against gays or transgenders or whatever. You know, I don't understand, and I don't understand why people can tolerate that. And I'm not looking, you know, I mean, you guys can certainly comment on it if you want, but I'm just saying that if anyone finds any inkling of that in themselves, it's time to have a good introspection session with yourself, because people are people, and everything you are and everything we see all came from one place, stardust. I mean, we are a product of a supernova. Everything came from the same place. There is no better race or worse race. There are no race. There's the human race. There's only one race, the human race. And I don't understand why so many people can be so dogged against certain ethnicities and heritage. You know, it's just, it is so beneath us. It is so unenlightened. It's ludicrous. It's absurd to think that whites are better than blacks, or vice versa, or that whites are better than anything, or anybody's better than anyone else. People are people, and there's great diversity in people, and that's where the beauty of humanity lies, is in our diversity. We have different forms of humans, if you will. I mean, we have Asians, we have Caucasian, we have black, we have yellow, red. You know, we have these different flavors and of diversity in humanity and different cultures. And the one thing, if we can just evolve enough to put that in its place, to understand that people are people, and we have this great diversity and this great ability not only to adapt but to be different, have different flavors and so forth, and we understand that doesn't make a person better or worse. It just means that we're human, and we need to put that crap beneath us, you know, and bury it and get rid of it and let it go and release it, this prejudice, this bigotry against people for believing one way or another. Now, the only condition I'm going to put on this is that I don't condone any kind of harm to people on the basis of religion or politics or anything. So, people all still hold accountability if they're religiously biased or they hate gays because they're Christian fundamentalists or whatever. But basically, we need to rise above this once and for all. And unfortunately, in the last couple, 3 years, this has come to the fore again based on the elections in the United States. And it's basically, you know, one man giving people permission to be prejudiced again. And some of them have taken it, and others have, and the majority, I think, have rejected it. But we don't have that permission. We don't have that right to hate people because of their skin color. That's ridiculous. It's like, which cat is better, a black cat or a white cat, or a calico, or a tuxedo cat? Which one's better? Because, you know, do we judge them based on their color of their hair, their fur? Of course not. We don't do that with animals. Why do we do it with people? You know, so I was just on a bit of a rant there. If you have comments on that, fine. If not, we'll move on to our five-card pull.
Well, my cat's smarter than your cat.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
You know, I what comes to mind is it's a good thing you don't understand it, because once you understand it, it means you are like it.
Yeah.
But what we do have to do is accept that it exists and deal with it and speak out. When we face it, it's called participating in the world, and that's an educational process. Fran mentions it's a lack of self-awareness and fear, and you know that's the root of a lot of what we're dealing with in the world right now is we have really quick information and limited information. And, of course, you know, just outright lies, you know, going around. And wherever it comes from, people have the capacity and the ability, and if they want, the wherewithal to change. And so Ellie says, isn't it also a bit about control? Well, that's fear, you know, and people fear to lose what they have, and other people threaten to change their lives, and they don't like it. Sure.
And let's just not forget ego plays into it, too.
Yeah, sure.
Which is sadly true, but the, you know, the fragile human ego at times, you know, doesn't deal well with insecurity. And so lashes out. And it's also good to remember that, you know, we're advancing, we're making progress. We have, you know, these events happening, and, you know, I think gave permission to be prejudiced. Might be better to say that it gave them permission to show their existing prejudice.
Yeah, of course it
did. Yeah.
Of course it did.
And it's a moment where we have to realize how far we've come, yes, but how far much further we have to go. And then there's no real, you know, there's no finish line to this. It's going to be an ongoing process for the rest of human existence. Because it's always going to be us fighting our more primal tribal nature of always viewing something as other or different tribe, different people, different, you know, as in some kind of zero-sum game for, you know, resources or something, as if it harkens back to a different humanity, earlier humanity, where we hadn't evolved yet, and we've gotten to the point where we need to move beyond, and I think we will, but we always have to be vigilant, and it's going to be an ongoing process for the entirety of human civilization. We have to constantly keep ourselves in check against bias.
And this involves human compassion as well. You know, and we think about the stuff going on, you know, like the basically the immigrant detainment camps in the United States, which is deplorable. Absolutely beyond belief, deplorable. And, you know, and then you've got these self-righteous people who are, oh, yeah, we don't want people in our country. Well, you know, it seems to me that there was an existing, existing people in this country when whites came, and they didn't want them, and, you know, well, they actually welcomed them, but unfortunately, it didn't work out very well. Indigenous is what I was looking for. You know, and here we've got people saying, we don't want these people in our country. Well, that's what this country is about. It's a melting pot. It's what it was made for. And you know, and these people, these poor people who have nothing. I mean, put yourself in their shoes. They have nothing. They have no money. They have no income. Their lives, in many cases, are crap, and they're trying to find a better life for themselves and their family. What's wrong with that? You know, there's not a thing in the world wrong with that. That is a human right, an inalienable human right. And the same story is repeated all around the world, you know, and people are trying to leave countries where they're persecuted. And it's unfortunate because these greedy control freak people in power don't put themselves there. There's no empathy. You know, that's part, and when there's no empathy, what do we call that? You know, there's sociopaths.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to have human compassion for the people and their plight for others, and try to help out as much as we can and help to lighten the load for people, you know, and to the extent that we can. That's why we call it paying it forward, you know. We help to lighten their load, and we have compassion for people that they're just trying to find a better life. And so we just want to keep that at the forefront. It's human compassion. We want to display that in our hearts. You know, doesn't mean we condone wrongdoing. Doesn't mean, you know, but because an immigrant commits a crime doesn't mean they all do. You know, it's just like if one American commits a crime, what, we all do? No, that's ridiculous. It's absurd. And so we have to maintain compassion. As metaphysical humanists, that's what we do. You know, it's tolerance, it's acceptance, it's appreciation and compassion for people and trying to do the right thing and helping people whenever we can. That's what it means. And frankly, those values blow the hell out of Christian values or Muslim values or any of the others, because there is no healthier spiritual philosophy on this planet. None. And I say that confidently. Oh, there's some fair ones out there. There's some pretty good ones. But there's nothing like these nine principles of belief. There's nothing like it. Because we accept people for who they are, not what they believe, provided they're not trying to kill us or do harm. We're not pacifists, but we accept people. We tolerate the differences and the diversity in humanity. That's a beautiful thing. You know, we don't try to control people. We don't try to change people, you know, and we try to do what we can to leave the woodpile higher than we found it. We try to make a better world for our families right here and now and for those that we come in contact with.
Well, I think the lack of education, it's where we're all trying to educate each mm-hmm. other. And the best example that I read lately was a Trump supporter telling a Navajo politician in Arizona to go back to his own country.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. It cracked me up. You know, it's just,
this is country.
Yeah, you know, like, come on, people. But, you know, again, it's educating each other. And at the very least, we have to put a lid on. And see, people get away with stuff because they can get away with stuff, and we have to make it so they can't get away with that anymore. That's all there is to it.
Michael, any comments? Then we'll move on to our five-card pool.
Well, I was just going to say it's about seeing the objective truth of reality, accepting that truth, and speaking truth to power when you need to. And, you know, it's you always have to push yourself to find the deeper truth of a situation. And, you know, it is ironic, a lot of different scenarios. There was an actress on a talk show, I can't quite remember her name, but she was saying a story about how her family, who was Latino, had gotten some, you know, some bias thrown at them, and, you know, a comment like, go back to your country or something, and you know, their family had lived in that part of Texas for centuries prior to it being an American territory. So, you know, it's just, there's a lot of depth and layer to history. There's nuance to life, you know? Don't ignore it. And, you know, the diversity of the world is its saving grace. And the fact that the United States is, well, a lot of parts of the world, Canada too, and a lot of different Western European countries are melting pots is a good thing. It's the saving grace. Well, I like how Fran said, it's a mixing pot. We have yet to melt. But I will point out that interracial between many different ethnicity relationships and children is an extremely fastly growing demographic and dynamic. It's something that we're going to see with the millennial generation coming to its full extent and the next generation that's coming after those born after the year 2000. We're seeing a dramatic shift. And when I talk about the struggle never ending, it's about racism, but it's also about just human bias and our tendency to simplify and to see the other as less than human. You know?
Yep.
And that
can
be,
where we came from.
I mean, that can be politics too. You know, it's really tough sometimes for me to empathize. But, it can be applied to a lot of different things.
Well, and that's where we came from. I mean, how many people have Neanderthal in them? You know, come on. That's where we've all come. That's what human diversity is. All right, so let's switch gears, and let's go to our five-card pull. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to draw five cards from our inner oracle card deck. And if you're not familiar with it, it's simply a deck of cards, 54 cards in different suits that basically encapsulate the beliefs of ICMH Church, as well as what we teach in our school curriculum. So We're going to pull five cards. Dr. Hunter's going to pull the first card, then Michael's going to pull the next one, and we're going to alternate back and forth. And then after that, we will pull cards for those who would like one pulled in the chat room. So, Dr. Hunter.
Well, the first one I pulled is number 3, be who you are and walk your own path.
Oh, good.
You are a uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind, universal being, equally entitled to all good things the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself, with a big capital S.
Good. That goes right along with what we were talking about. What's the next card?
Well, the next one we have is Trust, Integrity, number 42. Integrity means being true to oneself, intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, and honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
Good. So how can those two can be connected thus far? Dr. Hunter, any ideas? If not, I'll...
Well, be who you are and make sure you keep your integrity.
Well, and you trust yourself and you,
yeah,
you maintain that while you walk your path. All right, what's the third card?
Well, then we have number 21, Insight and Wisdom. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment in seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as to discover potential solutions.
Good. All right. What's the fourth card?
Well, the fourth card is actually kind of interesting. It's wild card number 9, blank. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be, it is what you need it to be, and it is all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, and often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within.
All right, let's pull the fifth card.
I did that. Number 4, past, present, and future. The 3 universal laws of personal responsibility are: you're accountable for your past, present, and future. Don't expect others to do for you what you can and should do for yourself. Don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor. I think this is really existential in many ways, to take ourselves to that higher level. Remember that we're a spirit having a human experience and all the things about being human. And, you know, and that we are learning about ourselves, having that insight, keeping our integrity, insight, applying wisdom, and remembering we are some of what we've already invested and what we'll continue to invest. So we create the future. So it really is in keeping, I think, with our conversation about recreating the world. And to do that, we have to recreate ourselves.
Good points. And if you'd like a card pulled, put your name in the chat room if you would, and we'll get to that in just a sec. If we look at these 5 cards, be who you are, walk your own path, do it with trust and integrity, do it with insight and wisdom, looking within, and that's the 4th, the wild card, the blank, look within, you know, and understand that your past, present, and future are in your hand. You know, we are where we are because of the choices we've made. You don't want to make positive choices about your life, no problem. Others will make those choices for you. So we have control of essentially the past, present, and future. you know, you look in the mirror, you're looking at the person responsible for your past, for your future, or for your present and for your future. So you can see that thread, and it all ties in to just be evolving, you know, evolving every day, increasing awareness, not only self-awareness, getting to know yourself better, but awareness and compassion for the plight of others. All right, so let's start pulling cards for those who would like them.
Well, I pulled number 20 for Dr. Edward, Deliberate Intent. And if, Michael, if you could be on standby for Dr. Darlene, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dr. Edward, does that feel good to hear that? Congratulations again for graduating. That's great work. The simple act of intention registers your wants and desires with the universal consciousness, which then sets energy in motion for their attainment. Deliberate intent is focusing your intent like a laser, causing you to become entangled with whatever it is you desire. It's not magic. It requires some effort. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have, which is very common for all of us, I think. And release and have patience. I like that card.
Good card. And it's the way life works. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. You will get it in due time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And for Dr. Darlene, I pulled number 5, Law of Control. Differences are inevitable, diversity desirable. The Law of Control says that you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you are entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, or lobby for change, or leave.
Good.
Always good little reminders. Okay, mm-hmm. We have... I know friend chose number 9 for the group tonight, but I'm going to go to Wendy, who's next in line, and then... Michael, maybe you could read number 9 and pull a card for Fran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Wendy, I have, this is a good one, truth, number 24. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there's a truth in something or in a direction. It's always in the layers. Sometimes things are, you know, right in our face, but we don't see it because we're busy with the other layers. So
yeah.
It's, you know, seeing the truth. One thing that... In my search for looking for truths and things is continuity. And I don't know if that resonates with you tonight, Wendy, but it's for everybody and for yourself, is to see if it works this way. It's also going to work that way. It's called deductive inductive reasoning. If this works at that level, something else has to work at another level too. So it's putting that together to find where's the truth, because there is that continuity that we're looking for.
Good points. All right, Michael.
All right, and Fran pulled number 9 for the group tonight, empowerment, which is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your entire life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others. And that's a great card for us. And I think the only thing I would add to that is that sharing the best of yourself is not only encouraging and uplifting, it is also key to building the better world that we all want to live in. So that's a fantastic card.
And when you help others, you help yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then you have...
And for, Mm-hmm. And for Fran, I pulled number 15, Belief System Knowledge Base. We each operate life from an existing belief system. And sometimes the solution or direction lies outside of our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within.
Good. What we've been talking about.
It sure is. There's a weave here tonight.
Yep.
Dr. Gay, nice to have you here. I pulled number 9, which is in the wild card, so blank, and Michael read it earlier. It's amazing that it came up again. But I will read it because it may mean something different to you now that it's specific to you. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be, it's what you need it to be, and it's all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, and often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within. Whenever I have pulled a blank rune, it's that whatever I'm looking for, because I haven't decided. I just wanted to throw that in. Maybe that makes sense to you, Dr. Gay. Just like intuitively what's coming to mind is it's a blank because I haven't decided. And once I decide, then I start to see new ideas, new possibilities, new things. So.
And also when you haven't decided or if you're having a hard time deciding, you need more data, you need more info, and that could involve and should involve listening to your inner counselor, your inner guru.
Yeah.
And it might entail getting outside information, too. Just thought I'd throw that in.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, Ronaldo, nice to see you here. Michael, have you got one for Ronaldo?
I do, actually, and I pulled this just a moment ago, and I smiled when you mentioned the counselor within. It's actually number 19, Invoke the Counselor Within.
Good.
There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. There may be a time to remind yourself not to codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside of yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that is right for you.
Good one.
That's a great card, and it really does kind of show the theme that we are seeing throughout. Empowerment. The answers lie within yourself.
All right.
Well, I think the last card for this evening, unless somebody at the last moment wants their name in there.
Dr. Edward. Oh, no, he liked that card. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's Ellie. Ellie, it's really nice to have you here tonight. Glad to see you. I pulled Unknowable for you, number 4 in the wild card suit. Interesting. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change.
Good. All right. So I think that was the last one. So tonight we've talked about a lot of different things. We've talked about racism, of course. We talked about being who you are, trusting yourself, having integrity, insight and wisdom. We talked about being responsible for where you're at in your life and your future. We have talked about the law of control, deliberate intent, truth, empowerment, belief system, and knowledge base, and invoking the counselor within as well as unknowable. So there's been a thread that goes through this. There always is a thread that you could take through all of these different things, and they all add a little bit of a different flavor or a little different aspect, and we might get more out of one of them than another. So take what you want, leave the rest, take what fits, and apply it in your life, and your life will get better, and those around you will be positively impacted as well. I'd like to thank those who joined us tonight, either live or in the archives. We appreciate your time. Thanks to Dr. Hunter. Thanks to Michael. And if you have any topics you'd like to see discussed on this program, just send us an email. Now my kitten has got a topic, and I don't think we have time for it. Maybe you can hear it. Anyway, we appreciate everything, folks. And until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.